Macmillan Audio presents Bliss by Shay Mitchell and Michaela Blaney. Read for you by the authors.
Hi, everyone. First of all, thank you to everyone who bought the book and wanted to follow their bliss. This book is a diary of experiences from ourselves, our friends, people who have crossed our path and left an impression, or experiences we know are lived but aren't talked about. This book is about finding your bliss, what makes you happy, and what makes you get out of bed every day. It's about overcoming the hardships and prospering with the ones who will never leave your side. Hiring someone to read this story would not have done our story justice, and for that, I've read every character and had fun doing it. This is our story, and we should be the only ones to tell it. To finding your bliss. Enjoy. Prologue. Let's get lost. That was our goal for the night. Demi had just gotten her license, and they decided to drive around Vancouver in her dad's Mercedes without a plan. Windows down, wind in their hair, music blasting, freedom. This was what it was all about, getting lost in their own world, in their own city. You can't really know a city until you're hopelessly lost in it. The almost summer night was clear and full of stars, and just warm enough to keep the windows open. They all smoked then. It was the coolest thing to do, right? And laughed at how they must have looked, cruising down the road, a big car with three arms straight out the windows. They headed downtown. They were too young to get into any of the cool bars and clubs, but were drawn to them anyway. The three friends gawked at the college kids and the beautiful people lined up outside. 17 was a frustrating age. They were so close to real life, but not quite there yet. Demi headed south over the Lionsgate Bridge through Stanley Park and made a detour into English Bay, where local hipsters and tourists sat on the logs on the beach to smoke weed or cigarettes. The girls sat on the rocks, listened to the waves, and smoked without worrying about the smell. In the distance, they could make out yacht lights and the sound of the newest dance track, Bob Sinclair's World Hold On, bouncing across the water. Party cruises, said Demi. House music, hot guys, tons of booze, 3 hours of fun. Demi was the most petite of the three of them. She bristled when Sophie and Leandra called her cute, with bright hazel eyes, tiny dot of a nose, petal pink lips, and soft chestnut hair that she usually wore in a pony. She looked sweet and innocent until she opened her mouth. We should go on one, said Leandra, the self-acknowledged sexiest of the trio, with lusciously shaped long limbs, high, hard melon boobs, bouncy, aggressively blonde waves. They all agreed she went too late this time, and upturned green cat eyes that made strong men weak and smart boys stupid. Can we bring Jesse? Asked Sophia. Gorgeous and exotic, mixed race, Irish and Filipino, tall, with nearly black thick hair, killer smile, bottomless dark eyes, olive skin, and born that way grace. When she walked or sat or just stood there, people stared at her. Jesse was her boyfriend. Even on the rare night they weren't together, he was always on her mind. Demi and Leandra, who were currently single, spent so much time together, they were like a couple themselves. If only we could just hop on one of those yachts and get out of here, said Demi. They were all ready for high school to end and real life to begin. And go where? Asked Leandra. What place on earth could possibly be more exciting than Vancouver? The girls all howled with laughter at that one. Wherever we go, we'll go together, said Demi, throwing an arm around Leandra. Travel is definitely on my list. And Jesse's, said Sophia. But you guys know what my number one priority is. The others nodded. Sophia had wanted to be an actor since forever. Her parents were on the fence about her dream, and they were in business and thought acting was a major gamble. But being successful and traveling go together, she said. When I'm a Bond girl, for instance, I'll have to shoot in Tokyo, Milan, and Dubai. Exactly, said Demi. I'll meet you in whatever city and be your normal person friend. Every celeb needs one. I'll retire in Tuscany, but during my Oscar and Emmy years, we'll maintain a Hollywood base so I can drive my white Ranger over to lunch at Il Pastel.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?